And finally this hour, from TV rights to ski jumpers' rights, ski jumping is the last Winter Olympic event closed to women, and for now it will stay closed. That's what a Canadian court concluded today in a lawsuit by women ski jumpers. The court did say that the exclusion of women is discriminatory, but that the court is powerless to do anything about it. NPR's Howard Berkus explains.
The record for the longest ski jump at one of the Vancouver Olympic hills is actually held by a woman. But you'll have to watch from the sidelines as men try to eclipse her record at February's Winter Olympics. That's because a justice for the British Columbia Supreme Court says Canadian law has no remedy for this kind of discrimination. Margot Young teaches constitutional and equality law at the University of British Columbia.
And the judge states here that the discrimination is by the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, not by the local Vancouver organizing committee, VANOC. And because the IOC is not subject to the Canadian Charter, the judge has no jurisdiction over it, there's no remedy, and there's therefore no finding of discrimination under the Charter for the women ski jumpers.
The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms prohibits sex-based discrimination by government entities or groups working on behalf of government. The court concluded that Vancouver Olympic organizers are facilitating a public function. But the International Olympic Committee sets the Olympic schedule, and only the IOC can change it. It's a mixed decision for Didi Corradini, the former mayor of Salt Lake City who led the effort to get women ski jumpers into the Olympics.
There is a moral victory here, though, I think, in that the justice said that it is very clear that the International Olympic Committee is discriminating against these women. And that's what we've been contending all along. So our hope is that the IOC will admit that this is discrimination and end it. The time has come.
In a written statement, the IOC says it's pleased the Games can continue as scheduled, but strongly disagrees with the conclusion that it is guilty of discrimination. The decision was based on technical issues, the statement said. In the past, the IOC has said the sport doesn't have enough competitors and countries competing. The Canadian judge addressed that directly, saying men would also be excluded if they were held to the same criteria. Men benefit from a grandfather clause because men's ski jumping has been in the Winter Olympics from the very beginning. Anita DeFrance is a former Olympic athlete and veteran IOC member from the United States.
I just don't know why this is kind of the last step that, you know, why it's so hard to take. There are women athletes there who deserve to show their skills and accomplishment as the men do on the Olympic platform.
The woman who holds the distance record for one of the Olympic jumps outside Vancouver doesn't think she can hold out for the next Winter Games in 2014. 24-year-old American Lindsey Vann says exclusion from the Olympics means it's hard to get the support athletes need to continue to train and compete.
When you get into a sport of this caliber at the high level, usually people are making money through sponsors, but it's hard to get a sponsor if you're not in the Olympics.
Van and the 14 other women trying to jump in the Olympics say they're considering an appeal. Howard Berkus, NPR News.